Oh, hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And of course, Max wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that the company is still fairly new. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Not too bad, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and we don't know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this listing. Your potential customers will find you by going online looking for landscaping or tree service, or it looks like you might even do some excavation. Any service that you provide, as long as they're in your service area, people will find you as a top option. When they go on Google or Bing and do that search, they call you. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for leads or chasing down those leads. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. In this case, it's exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, it is a month-to-month service as well. The reduced pricing for a young company, though, it's not an introductory rate. It's not ever going to go up on you. It is a fixed rate for as long as you choose to use the service. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business?
I mean, definitely. It sounds great. $200 a month is a little steep, but I'm willing to, I mean...
Well, I mean,
I
to be a top option. Google it, right? For the return on investment, that's always the most important part of that equation.
Right.
And of course, when people are going on Google, you know, they can use your services. They can recommend you to their friends and family. It's definitely going to help you to get the work that you're looking to take on. And you're doing both residential and commercial work. Do you have a preference of one over the other? You kind of like the mix as it comes.
I mean, I like the mix. Really,
oh, good.
For Google, I feel like residential is more beneficial. Because of commercial, we actually have a subscription where it's when it comes to commercial, it's a little more difficult because you really want the contract where you can bid.
Right.
And that's not really something that contractors go to Google for. They go to a particular platform and they're looking for workers through that platform.
I agree to an extent. To an extent, that's very true, depending, of course, on area and industry. So, I mean, we can get your phone ringing, and if a commercial client finds you on Google, they can still call you. But it is going to be really focusing on residential clients as well. And as far as the services go, you do tree service, like complete tree service, removal as well as trimming?
We do trimming. We do tree remove. Well, we remove trees except for we don't do grinding. So we subcontract grinding. We don't do
that limitation
to that.
Right. So if you take down the tree, you would have someone else grind it out for you. You're certainly not, though, looking to be found for stump grinding or stump removal. That's a question that I always will ask my tree service guys, because not everyone's got the equipment to make it easy. So, you know, tree service is something we can get you found for. It looks like you might do some excavation or site preparation, grading, resloping, that kind of thing. So, like I said, we'll talk to you in depth about the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, and our job is to make sure that you're getting the right types of phone calls. Now, of course, you know, when you get that phone call, it's going to be someone who saw a website for you first. They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, the type and quality of work, before and after photos. You don't currently have a website, though, so we would build one for you. Now, what I would want to do, actually, I think I can include the website at no additional cost, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, because our service being month to month, our job is not just to list you on Google, it's to make sure that people who see you there have the reasons to call you. Now, of course, you use Google yourself, so you do know that you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page. That's good and bad. I mean, it means that people have other choices, and when they decide to call you, they've made that choice. You know, they liked something they saw on your website. So they really are hoping that you're available to do the job, thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you do get. And again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is still that same flat rate. Website would be included. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If people do fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward and to the point.
It really is. I mean, on our end, it's a pretty complete and in-depth effort. You know, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of destinations and directories known to the public and unknown will create all of that content, make sure that we're talking about your services and service area to get you found when someone does a search for one of those services. But for you, it's pretty straightforward. Although you get the tracking and reporting system, we do know that some of our clients don't even use it. You know, a lot of our clients will just answer the phone when it rings. They might say, hey, you've never called before. How did you hear about me? Oh, I found your website on Google. Now, people know that the service is working that way. But like I said, you do have that very detailed reporting and tracking system. Important, too, at this time of the year. I mean, of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. Right through your tracking system, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can upload photos. Like I said, we can add new photos to the website down the road. We can use photos that you've already got. And as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos. We can add photos or videos to your website. There would never be any additional costs for that. Now, I think I might be able to make it a little bit more, well, at least keep it as affordable for you as possible here, because I do know that, well, it looks like you might be using the Angie Leads profile, the Home Advisor, that lead-based service.
So the issue with them is I actually called to cancel today. I'm not even going to lie.
You did. Okay. Gotcha.
I've only had them for a week. And it's really not all it's cracked out to be. I don't know if you've talked to anybody that has used it.
Well, I have. But, I mean, it's only been about a year that it's been Angie Leads, kind of the combination of Angie List and Home Advisor. But for about 8 years before that, it was Home Advisor. And even before that, it was called Service Magic. Same business. They just changed ownership. Change their name a little bit. I remember talking to business owners back in the day that used Service Magic. So I've been doing it long enough to have spoken with dozens or, I don't know, hundreds maybe of business owners that have used that particular service. And the overwhelming majority say what you're kind of saying. It's hit or miss. You know, you're getting the lead that goes out to 6 or 8 of your competitors, so it's hard to have a high enough conversion rate. Sometimes you can't even get in touch with people because maybe they got an estimate or scheduled it with somebody else, and they're not even answering the phone when you try to call. But the reason that I brought it up, and I think Max found it when he was looking for a website for you, it's going to help me to reduce the cost of your setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that would attach to the first month. I might sometimes take $20, $30 off or 50%. But for something like that, especially hearing directly from you that you did not have a good experience, and I know how expensive those leads can be. I think in that week they probably charged you couple hundred dollars in leads, probably. Their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you still pay for that lead. You all pay for that lead. With us, of course, it's quite different. Your success is our success. To be quite honest, at $199, that's below our operating costs for the first month when we have to create that content and build out that website. It is still month to month. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know from experience that our clients continue to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. That being said, I do still want to make this and keep it as affordable for you as I can. There's a promo code in our system. Oh, where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code in our system that I'll apply here, and it is not specifically for the Angie leads, of course, thank goodness. We have nothing at all to do with them, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. I know that you said that you're calling them to cancel. You do still have the profile page. They likely charge you a quarterly or even more likely an annual membership fee just to sign up with them. So I can't get that money back, but thankfully I can offset at least a little bit of what you spent there. Of course, do right by your company and keep your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time. I think what I want to do here is just waive that $99 setup fee altogether, you know, help you offset a little bit of what you spent, keep this affordable, $199 out the door, even in that first month with the website and everything else included. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
I mean, yeah, I can't say that. I disagree.
Well, you know, I use Google myself, and I don't really often go past that first page, and your customers will do the same thing. Now, is it M&K Landscaping? That's how you'd want the business branded with the and. At least I see it as the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out, right?
Right.
Okay. And then is the phone
and
number
I really
that?
Have, it's really land services because landscaping really makes it, it actually.
Specific to land, it, to landscape
yeah,
install and design. You offer a lot more
so
than that.
So technically, the fictitious name as it appears on SunBiz is M&K Land Services.
Perfect. It's a great time to rebrand your company. I mean, obviously, to get that name and, you know, really kind of let people know that you do a lot more than just landscape install, that you do, you know, the tree service and everything else. Of course, it'll be on your website as M&K Land Services, on all of the destinations and directories that we'll create, and, of course, on your verified listings on Google and Bing. So I'm glad that you you made that note here. I've got it in our system as M&K Land Services, and of course the and is the ampersand, the symbol, not the word A-N-D spelled out. Is the phone number, though, that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is it the business number?
Yes.
Okay. And the 310-300-5931, is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, I mean, everything comes through as records also, yeah.
Everything does. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number? It's not a landline, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. But like I said, most of the time you get direct phone calls, but if someone does fill out the contact form on the website, you do get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we can list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see that. It would, though, still be attached to that lead form so that you could get those messages, those emails sent to you. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you as well. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's Z as in Victor, E-R, Z as in Zebra, A, T as in Tom, I-L-E, I-N-C, 707, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And then when we contact you, we do use, like I said, phone, text, and email. You use the method most appropriate to the information that we are trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
No, I mean, I check both. I'm really the one that handles all the
Oh, good.
Communications.
Yeah.
And billing and all that stuff. So.
Great. And there's going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we try to call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then what is your last name?
Mine is Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E.
Okay. And then, Ms. Clark, the spelling of your first name, I don't know if Max verified that or not.
It's K as in kite, A as in apple, M as in Mary, I as in igloo, L as in Larry. A is an apple, H is a Harry.
Oh, okay. That's exactly how Max has that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician where we kind of get all the information that we need to build out your website, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it on the website. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do now, and it's actually required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, Ms. Clark, so you do know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case I've actually not only reduced the cost of the service itself, but I'm waiving the setup fee and including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Now, Ms. Clark, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
M&K Land Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Camilla Clark. I'm the president.
Okay.
And M&K then Land Services.
And then, Camilla, as the president of M&K Land Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. And then for the billing.
I'm sorry,
and
what were you guys called again?
Local Splash is the name of the company. LocalSplash.com is the website. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page. localsplash.com/SEO-packages, because I do want you to see a little bit more about our company, about the services that we'll be providing here for you. Of course, the pricing is going to be different on there. Oh, did you just hang up on me? What did you do? Did you Google us? Did you look us up on Yelp? Did you look us up on the BBB?